This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. ACWA leads water bill opposition. U.S. no longer reliable. Lawmakers get HHS news as it happens. Rollins squares off versus Newsom. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom announcing a review of federal funding California receives for research and education. Rollins wrote that USDA is reviewing its research and other education-related funding for compliance with the Constitution, federal laws, including Title VI and IX, and the priorities of the Trump administration, the secretary wrote. In particular, the Department of Agriculture will support the U.S. Department of Education in its investigation into the California Department of Education for alleged violations of the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. USDA will support ED's investigation and efforts to vigorously protect parents' rights and ensure that students do not fall victim to a radical transgender ideology that often leads to family alienation and irreversible medical interventions, the secretary continued. ACWA asked members to oppose water standards bill. The Association of California Water Agencies is pushing against a water standard measure it says could overcomplicate California's wastewater discharge permitting system. Authored by State Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica, the measure would expand the definition of waters of the state and allow State Water Board to enact new penalties for compliance projects. While encouraging members to join in opposition, ACWA is also participating in a Cal Chamber-led coalition against the bill that includes agriculture, water, and wastewater interests. Pesticide reform groups want more precision with spray days. Californians for pesticide reform still want access to more precise application locations within the state's new pesticide notification tool. The coalition expressed plans to engage in the spray days review process. In the next year, DPR's Environmental Justice Advisory Committee and the California Department of Food and Agriculture will open a forum to make system modification recommendations. Currently, the notification system allows users to input a zip code, which then populates any pesticide application occurring within a one-mile radius. Reclamation continues funding for Delta Smelt. The Bureau of Reclamation has officially agreed to continue funding a California-based Delta Smelt breeding operation. Reclamation's Bay Delta office agreed to another 5 years of continued funding for UC Davis Fish Conservation and Culture Laboratory, E&E News reported. The lab helps breed, raise, and release the endangered species into the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. On that note, the Davis Lab is also developing repopulation strategies for the endangered longfin smelt. A new resolution from Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa of Richvale would revoke the Longfin's Endangered Species Act status. He argues longfin smelt are adding to the maze of arcane and oftentimes conflicting environmental regulations affecting state water management. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California hauls off for now. Enjoy the weekend because there's a huge week ahead on the trade front. President Donald Trump will announce his reciprocal tariffs and also make a decision on the scope of existing tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Meanwhile, U.S. export markets already are scrambling to respond to Trump's new duties on cars and trucks. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney had some tough words yesterday for the U.S., but he said his government would wait until next week to respond to those vehicle tariffs. Now, take note. Carney said the U.S. is, quote, no longer a reliable partner on trade. He suggested Canada would respond by looking to deepen trade ties with other countries. A former Canadian trade official argued in a webinar yesterday that deeper engagement with other affected countries could prove critical for the country's agriculture sector. Tyler Bornson said Canada can capitalize on U.S. frictions with its trade partners by taking on a leadership role and engaging with powers like Brazil, Indonesia, Japan, and Mexico. I believe in the future it's these middle powers that Canada should be bringing together and talking about agri-food trade-related items, he said. HHS cuts are news to some lawmakers. Some lawmakers were caught off guard by the Department of Health and Human Services announcement to reduce its workforce by 20,000. The plan released yesterday includes a cut of 3,500 employees from the Food and Drug Administration. Senator John Hovind of North Dakota, who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that sets the FDA budget, said he was not told about the cuts ahead of time. His staff is now examining them. He said it's unclear if Martin McCary, who was confirmed as FDA commissioner Tuesday night, had input on the staffing cuts. Hovind said he plans to follow up with McCary soon on the reorganization. Hovind said, quote, we understand they want to make reductions, find waste, fraud, and abuse. This is a process, and I think you're going to see it go back and forth. Make sure that we have people in the places where we need them. Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chair Bill Cassidy of Louisiana found out about the cuts during a breakfast with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the same time the announcement went out. Another view. Agriculture Committee member Roger Marshall of Kansas said he spoke with Kennedy before the news broke and believes the Hill was appropriately notified. Kennedy told him that the people being let go are not, quote, critical to the mission. Under the last administration, there was a large number of employees added at HHS, Marshall said. So I think clearly we came in here in a bloated number. There are still concerns. Brian Ronholm, the director of food policy for Consumer Reports, said he's worried about food programs will face the brunt of the staff cuts because they're among the few areas not mainly supported by private user fees. While the announcement is said no food inspectors would be affected, Ronholm said a number of support staff could still be terminated, affecting food safety and public health. Kennedy, McCary, and others in the Make America Healthy Again movement have emphasized their desire to review and remove food chemicals, but consumer groups warn staffing cuts could hinder those efforts. Senate R's want broadband funding reforms. 13 Senate Republicans are urging the Trump administration to remove Biden-era requirements for broadband projects under the BEAD program. In a letter, the senators asked Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to remove labor and climate provisions from the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. The senators also are targeting requirements that they say favor government-owned networks over private investment and guidelines that prioritize certain technology over others. These regulations undermine the very purpose of the BEAD program. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a South Dakota Republican who led the letter, said at a floor speech yesterday. Now, do take note, former BEAD program director Evan Feinman recently warned in a departing letter that extensive changes to the program will only delay rolling out broadband projects. But he also wrote that some provisions inserted by the prior administration were for messaging or political purposes and had little impact on how the program has been implemented. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration has approved all state plans for use of the $42.45 billion in BEAD money. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.